Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your show host and producer, Darlene Lewis, and tonight is audition night, 8 bars. That's what we're asking you. Tonight's show will promote the hottest MCs, singers, poets in America. Now, if you have what it takes to move a crowd or sing out loud, well, tonight is your night. We have industry execs listening in on the show, so call in the show right now, 347-989-0761, and showcase your best. Now, you have 1 minute to state your name, your email address, and your talent. Once you have recited, you will be given the opportunity to have your talent heard by experienced professionals. You will also have an opportunity to appear on Celebrity Showcase TV. So call into the show right now. We have been so busy promoting, yes, and you know I am Cheetah the Crackhead, which is in a new film, and you will hear me talking like this. Hi, my name is Cheetah. I'm a crackhead. Anyway, I'm in the movie Second Chance, a film of hope, and basically it's the story of crack addiction of wives that have famous husbands. And in the movie, my husband travels to the Olympics to play on a team with his basketball team, and he gets killed on a plane. And from that situation, the character Cheetah turns to cocaine and then crack. So, yeah, it's an interesting movie, but it also has a great ending. So make sure you check out my role, even though I have a small little role, but it makes a big impact. Now, there's been some news lately I want to talk about because there's been so much going on with the Olympics. I mean, Serena and Venus. Wow. All I can say is that those Williams sisters are doing it. But Gabby, the little 16-year-old winning the gold. I was so, so proud of her. And there's so much going on with this young girl. I know she has a cornflakes ad now, and I'm so happy for her, and as well as all of the athletes that have been in the Olympics. But I want to talk about some of the nonsense going on, and maybe you can join me with my Save Our Seeds campaign of stopping the violence, bullying, and gun violence, and just a whole lot of unnecessary youth going wild. And as much as people want to talk about the youth of today, it is really the adults' fault that these youth are doing the things that they're doing. I mean, a lot of the people that are responsible for taking care of our youth have failed them. Let's start with the parents. The parents, I blame you. Men, women, you're not working out, you're breaking up, but you're neglecting the children. No matter what, even if you're not getting along, you still should be there for the child. The school system sucks. Some of the education, if not all, is inferior. There's no curriculum of inclusion. These kids feel nothing. Nothing is holding them in the classrooms. And then all of the after-school programs that existed long time ago that politicians of color had fought for, they're disappearing. So I'm blaming the school system. I'm blaming you that come from the hood that don't put money back into the hood. Yes, you are responsible because I feel that you are obligated to assist and help the neighborhood where you come from because those are the individuals that are making you who you are. Invest in a program. Invest in after-school programs, some home economic programs, some trade programs. You know, adopt a block. Maybe help a teenager pay for the first couple of years of college until they get a job, or just do something that promotes helping the youth. Because the youth right now are under the impression that no one cares about them. That's why they're joining gangs. And as you see, the gang epidemic is out of control. But let me tell you about something that happened in a train station with a doctor. In New York City, a doc allegedly took video up a girl's skirt. Now, how he did this was crazy. He was a urologist. He was busted taking a video up a strap-hanger skirt. Now, according to officials, a transit cop allegedly saw Adam Levinson, who was 39 years old, at the Union Square subway station holding a pin clipped to a newspaper under a woman's skirt on late last week on Tuesday night during rush hour, according to court documents. Now, when the officer checked the pen, he found a tiny camera that had recorded and saved numerous clips taken underneath the unidentified woman's clothing. But Levinson, a doctor at Mount Sinai Medical Center, pleaded not guilty to unlawful surveillance charges, and a judge set his bail at $15,000 bond, which means he only has to pay $1,500. He's due back in court in October. A spokesman for Mount Sinai that Levinson, who has twice won the Patient's Choice Award, has been suspended. He was unsure whether the suspension was with or without pay. Mount Sinai has suspended Dr. Levinson because of his alleged conduct underlying the arrest, spokesman Ian Michael said, adding that the hospital was doing its own investigation. Eugene Nathanson, Levinson's lawyer, did not return a message for comment Thursday, but Levinson faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Are you serious? This is a man that is responsible for taking care of the prostate and all type of illnesses that men may get in their genital areas, and yet he is putting a pen. I tell you, boy, the train station is not a place that I like going, and when I am in New York City and have to take the train, it dreads me. I drive everywhere I need to go because I detest the train station. Let me tell you about a teen that was busted for guns. Gus busted for guns on the subway. This makes me so upset. Two rookie officers found a teenager with a loaded gun on a subway in Brooklyn just last Thursday. Officers Ruben Tavares and Ronnie Zarabia stopped the unidentified 16-year-old at around 1 p.m., after they watched him passing through moving cars on a southbound number 2 train between Franklin Avenue and President Street, police said. Now, those of you that don't know this that are listening, it is illegal for you to walk between cars on a moving train, so police will automatically follow you and summons you for failure to comply with signs. Now, the teen, who police say is a repeat transit offender, was collared at the next stop. So as cops patted him down on the President Street platform, they allegedly found a semi-automatic handgun with a live round in its chamber in the boy's back left pants pocket. Charges were pending, said officials. Now, the NYPD has added hundreds of subway cops over the last year to combat a rise in subway crime. Over the first half of 2012, police have documented a 15.5 rise in major felonies throughout the system and have made 26,424 arrests, a nearly 5% increase over the same period last year. So what is that telling me? That's telling me that I'm going to stay my behind off the trains because the trains are extremely dangerous. Be right back.
About you and me. I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, but your soul through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart. But when your back's on the wall and there's a shout at your friend, you know that I'm with you until the end. Cause we got hood love. I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold up. Cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love, that's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you, now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you, cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that.
about leaving you. But when I think about what we've been through, yeah, I get a feeling like it could be the worst. Cause I've given you my best, and I don't mind if that's fine. Cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got all of my heart, and I'll never leave you sad. I gave my word to somebody all the way to the end. So no matter what, I'll be right here. I'll be right here.
Cause we got good love. I'll be coming, I'll be swimming like it's over. Then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel?
How I feel?
Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you.
Cause I feel love
the way that we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
Now I split up, but not for too long. Never walk away. Ooh. I thought about it plenty of times, but no one can take your place.
No, there ain't no you, no. There ain't no me, no, me. There ain't no us, but I'd rather be by myself, cause no one else could understand my needs and feel the greatness that I need. Cause
we got good love. I'll be coming, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm lonely and I'm feeling just a hold.
Okay, well, we're about to hear from the Ghetto Millionaires. I want everybody to call in the show to tell us what you think about this song, They Don't Wanna Leave.
Ghetto Millionaires, baby!
Yo, y'all got 5 minutes to go to the bar. Put y'all money together for the bottles.
This your boy, Boogie Black. Let's go!
Party. Let's party. Come on, party.
What y'all think of that? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Well, there was some controversy with MJ's kids who are right back with Miss Katherine Jackson. Katherine Jackson won back the guardianship of her pop star son's 3 children, but will share the role with her grandson in a plan, which I think is ridiculous. But anyway, this is a sign that the family is trying to put a bitter internal dispute behind. Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Mitchell Becklaw reinstated the Jackson family matriarch at a hearing in which he also gave preliminary approval to a proposed shared guardianship arrangement with T.J. Jackson, who was the son of Michael Jackson's brother Tito. Now, T.J. Jackson was made temporary guardian of Prince, age 15, Paris, age 14, Blanket, age 10. The move came as Katherine Jackson took an extended absence from the family home amid a power struggle over the late singer's multi-million dollar estate. She returned to the family compound near Los Angeles late last week after publicly denying rumors she had been kidnapped by some of her adult children. Beckloff will hold a hearing on August 22nd to consider making the shared guardianship arrangement permanent. He said a court-appointed investigator reported that Katherine has been doing a wonderful job, adding that the children also have a close relationship with their cousin, TJ. Michael Jackson died in 2009 at age 50. Now, there seems to be some discrepancy about Michael Jackson's will. And so Janet and a lot of the other siblings are contesting the will, stating that the date that the alleged will was signed must be a fraud, because that same date Michael was with the Reverend Al Sharpton. So he couldn't have possibly signed any papers. I hope they get it together, because the bottom line is the Jackson children are the beneficiaries anyway. But in other words, whoever takes care of these children will benefit from whatever monies, and they would just hope that the money goes to the children. The bottom line is there's a lot of problems going on with Michael Jackson and his estate, and we just hope and pray that they get it together. We're going to take it back to Drew Hill and bring it down. So we're winding to the end of the show. We want you to call in and let us know what you thought of that song by Ghetto Millionaires. I'm getting a lot of emails of people's projects. Evidently, people are afraid to recite over the air live. So later on in the week, we will play those projects that have been sent in, too numerous, and it will take more than half an hour to play their music. Maybe they didn't understand the post on Facebook and the other social networks that said that we want you to call in the show. So we'll be on for the next 7 minutes if you give us a call at 347-989-0761. We'll be right back.
Sure, I've been in love, I'm a two, but in the end I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. I somehow thought between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying. Thank you.
Well, we are winding down to the end of blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Tune in on Thursday at 6:30. You can call us at 347-989-0761. 989-0761. Well, it was great speaking with you guys and being a part of your listening pleasure. And we just want you to know that we are here allowing individuals, businesses, and service providers to promote their products, goods, and service. And if you are interested in promoting your products, goods, and service, you can always contact us at futurenetworkproductions.com. Until next week, take it easy.